Because I want us to look at the topic entitled How to Operate Spiritual Gifts. And I'm in position to teach you how to operate these gifts because out of the 9 spiritual gifts, I operate 8 of them. And I have raised up a ministry, raised up, and right under me, I have seen gifts. And all that is associated with gifts, God has given me experience to know the fake one, to know the Ezewanye one, to know the spirit of divination, sorcerers, and then to know the genuine one, and to know the matured one and the immature one, to know the foolish one. They are all, I know them. And why it is important is because once you have given your life to Christ, you must operate a gift if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost brings you into the body as a functional member, having something to supply to the body. So, don't sit down there and be looking at us only. We are operating our own gift. You too have your own to operate if you have the Holy Ghost. No member of the body of Christ is redundant. No member of the body of Christ is redundant. And these gifts we are talking about are the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read verse 1.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Because people can be ignorant of spiritual gifts. Some people have gifts, they don't even know they have gifts. Some people have the gift, they don't even know what the gift is given for. And some have the gift, they don't know how to use the gift. And at the end of this, because this is only normal to follow after the baptism of the Holy Ghost program. Because you begin to see some manifestations around you. By the time we finish the teaching, we will ask questions. And you have my phone number to call and also interact with me concerning spiritual gifts. You have our question and answers every Thursday, 7 p.m., call from around the world for interaction. So don't be ignorant. You can't be under my ministry and be ignorant of spiritual gifts. You can't, because concerning gift here, it is established.
Amen.
We are established. From verse 4, let's be patient. Read it up to verse 14.
Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Uh-huh.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
Uh-huh.
For the body is not one, is not one member, but many.
Go to verse 27.
Now ye are the body of Christ and members
in particular.
Yes. Go ahead. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gift. And yet I show unto you a more excellent way.
So let's just understand this briefly. Go to verse 8. What's the first gift there?
The word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom is one area that is not easily identified. It is for leadership. Leaders. It is for leaders. And not only that, now remember that you can have more than one gift. You can have, I've told you now, I said I operate 8 of the gifts. You can have more than one gift. So you have wisdom. And the spirit, the gift of wisdom enables you to, you know how to lead the people, to make decisions. You make the right decisions. When cases are brought before you, you know how to handle it. And I have had people several times tell me, Pastor, you get wisdom. Because God gave it to me. If not, how will I be able to lead my people? Wise men from the East. It's a grace. It's a special grace.
That's right.
Okay, so even if you're a leader of a prayer group, you need wisdom. And James told us we can pray for it. Because you need it. When you're given a position, Solomon was made a king, and God asked him what he will want. What did he ask for?
Wisdom.
And James said he giveth liberally because it's one of the tools you will need in leadership, your group. Even as the head of a family, you need wisdom. In your company, in your business, you are the head, you need wisdom. You need wisdom in your associations that you are leading. We need it. Okay, what's the next gift?
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge is something that I really want to dwell very well on it. Even if that is all I said today and we end, let's jump to the next one. I'll come back to the word of knowledge.
Verse 9, faith.
Faith. The way the gift of faith operates. And remember, every gift is unctioned by the Holy Ghost. Every gift, you cannot will it. That is why we laugh at some of these Pentecostal churches that will tell everybody, stand up and speak in tongue. Amen. And you see, everybody cannot speak in tongue. No. Now, so, the gift of faith, like I was sharing yesterday with some visitors. Is it in my house or in my office? I've forgotten visitors yesterday. And on several occasions where I had to, I found myself operating that gift. And you will know this is not you. When it is over, you will know that something came over you. It gives you boldness. It makes you to feel very bold. And it has always to do with speaking. You say it and it comes to pass. You did not feel any sensation. You didn't hear any voice. You didn't see any vision. Nothing, but something just come upon you and said, this person that is dead will come back to life. And you speak and the person comes back to life. That is a gift of faith. I've given some of these examples several times. I will find myself, somebody comes, I'm saying this, and after I have spoken it, I will realize something came over me that made me to speak, and it has never failed. Those that I had reason to operate that gift, they will always come back and give me testimony until some who are close to me will tell me that they don't talk anyhow. You know, if you say it, it will come to pass. Maybe I say something negative, they will say, please, daddy, reverse it quickly. Reverse it. I say, now joke now. He say, I think there's somebody that say, joke, no day your mouth. Everything you say come to pass. They have experienced it. It come with a boldness. Just come with a boldness. I told you the testimony of Prophet Boboye. Boboye, you were leader of a prayer group one time. And I said, somewhere in County Hospital at Ogba.
County Hospital?
Yes.
Ogba.
You could tell us the date now.
2020.
It don't do. I've given that example several times because it's something that that everybody witnessed. Where I said that the group, they have prayed all night. The girl was still in coma. And I went the next day with my wife. My wife was reminding me even after that when I made that statement, she was afraid. What if it doesn't come to pass? And as I entered the ward where the girl was, Prophet Boboye and their team, they were all around with nurses around the girl. And as I was approaching, before I reached there, I said, I've made this statement. I brought out my handkerchief from my pocket and I said, I have not come to greet this girl. I have come to take her home. As I place this handkerchief upon her, she will come back to life. I said, please, excuse me, give me a chance. And I placed the handkerchief upon her, she came back to life. Now, don't call me to bring person away die. It was not me that willed it. It was a gift that was activated. So you have to understand that. Where somebody died and passed away, we had prayed and prayed and prayed for hours. She was dead and she was getting cold. She was already gone, no breathing, nothing. And I said, I'm explaining faith because many of you have it and you don't know. After this teaching, you will discover your own gift in the name of Jesus. And I said, I had already told my wife, because it was her sister, I said, they have succeeded, they've killed this girl. I said, you have any money? Let's take her to the mortuary. It was late in the night. And I remember the senior brother told me, said, daddy, let's continue, pray. Let's pray more. And I felt condemned that I should be the one not to give up. Now the boy, now can't they give up? And I refused to give up, that we should continue. And then suddenly something came over me. And I removed my cloth. And I said, I've been praying for other people. You know how you mad the person they talk. Right under me here, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4. If she doesn't come back to life, I will resign as pastor of Bride Assembly. I told everybody, stop crying. And I come out my cloth. She was lying down like that. Put my leg. She was there. 1, 2, 3, 4. I shouted her name. She came back to life. That is a gift of faith. I didn't hear any word. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear, And I mean several. I'm not using this because there were witnesses. But there are many more that's between me and that person. That I have, the thing suddenly comes. And I said, no, this will not happen. And immediately, like I told you, the man that was deported 6 times, by the time he told me his testimony, something suddenly came upon me. I said, go and drop an offering on that altar and see my God in action. No prayer, nothing, nothing. What do you call it? One sister said she is no girl, no man has ever asked her out, I want to marry you or anything. And she was getting of age. And suddenly that thing came. I said, kneel down. Between now and the month of March, your husband will come. She was expecting, I will pray, fire, fall down. I said, you don't believe it? And I said, whether you believe it or not, it will come to pass. And according to her, it was exactly 3 months, 2 days for 3 months to be complete that the husband came. That is the gift of faith. Once it comes, speak, something will happen. And it's difficult to identify it, but I'm sensitizing you now. When that boldness comes, don't ignore it and be calling pastor and be calling prophet and be calling this. Exercise. Speak. Death and life is in your mouth. Speak. Something will happen. The next gift.
So another, the gifts of healing.
Now, if you notice that there is plural there. Gifts. Plural, because when it comes to healing, there is no certain way. I can bless water. I give you. You drink. You'll be healed. I can lay a hand on you. You drink. You'll be healed. It can be any. I was sharing with a brother that there are some ministrations I received so that I will not be misunderstood. I said, I will withhold it. I said, for instance, one day I was ministering and I had it. This one is, I had it. I was meditating on the shadows of Peter that the sick. And he said, your own shadow too can heal the sick. And I was ministering. And he said, but I said, if I say it now, even people who are not sick, they will come out. So then I remembered the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So I caught it. So you can use any means for healing. And some of these things when I teach, when there is time, sometimes I demonstrate. I have a healing gift to a measure. We shall come to measures later. So, when it comes to healing, you are sick, you come to me. I don't have one particular way I can anoint you. I can lay hand on you. Sometimes I just tie handkerchief on your neck. Anything I tell you, I bless water, you drink. I put anointing oil in your mouth. Whatever I do for your healing, you'll be healed. So it is not one way. Especially some of these fanatical, I don't know how to call them. Where did you see this in the Bible? Where did you see this in the Bible? The Holy Ghost is still directing us. Them that are led by the Spirit. The leading of the Holy Ghost, don't ignore it. That is what these gifts are given for. There are some that you begin to feel a vibration in your hand. It's a gift, healing gift. And once you feel that vibration and there is a sick person, you lay that hand on that person, it never fails. The person will be healed. And many people have it. And you can be inside a bus and there's a sick person around. You begin to feel it. Another one is Sometimes you see me say, I make him say, there is somebody with a problem on your ear, or I mention any part. It is me that felt it. Maybe my right leg, I will even be specific, your right leg. Suddenly, a serious pain will come on a particular spot on the right leg. And that means God wants to heal somebody with that. I will be feeling it. And the person will come out. So when I'm praying for that person, I am watching my own. When the pain stops, I can tell you, you are healed. It is the healing gift. And many of us operate it. Many. So that you're just going, you know, there is no reason for this sudden headache. Just turn around. Is anybody having headache here? Ask. Is anybody, somebody will say, I know if it's yesterday, you're going to say to him, they make you get that headache. Lay hand on the person and keep praying. Don't bother about the person. Watch your own. When the thing stops, don't even bother to ask the person. They sure it is gone. That is healing. Gifts of healing. Yes, the next one.
To another, the working of miracles.
The working of miracle, we know what miracle is. Something that is unexplainable. They are the ones that when they minister, when they are around, unusual things happen. Unusual things happen. Of course, healing is a miracle. Healing is a miracle. But there are other miracles that go beyond the healing, just healing. Things that happen that you will know, no, this is... Okay, like the man that I said was deported 6 times. That's no healing. That was not even deliverance. That was a miracle. Okay. Many more. Unusual things that happen at your ministration or wherever you go. Things begin to happen that make people glorify God. Every miracle is to glorify God. The next one.
To another, prophecy.
Prophecy is the one you saw some 2 sisters here. The anointing comes upon them and the Spirit uses their voice to speak. You hear them, thus saith the Lord, and they give the message. Sometimes they are aware, they are conscious of what they are saying, because it also operates in different forms. Some hear a voice telling them, tell them. Now what do you hear? They talk. Now what do you hear? They talk. And then the voice ceases, you tell, you stop. Then there's the one that it comes upon you, you don't even know what you said until you recover. Somebody will be telling you what you spoke. It is God coming to use you to speak. That is what you see some, those 2 sisters that we are speaking to. That is the gift of prophecy. They are not prophets. So when they say, let the prophets come out, let those 2 sisters not join. No. It's a gift of prophecy. And they don't will it.
That's right.
You don't will it. Some people don't know how to operate that gift. Praise God. Don't see a revelation at home. Even you that give the prophecy, don't see a revelation at home. You see, the Dash Olumide, €100. Then he came and gave it to me as offering. I'm owing him €100.
Thank you, sir.
Then you saw it. Then you come and sit down. I will prophesy today. Nobody has a gift that will say, I will do this today. You are not Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Ghost that will decide, I will use you today. So you don't come and say, today, since last week, I never prophesied you. Today. Then you sit down, then small time, begin beat coordinator. Hey, hey, don't say the Lord, don't say the Lord. And you want to say what you saw in your dream, in the house. Don't say the Lord. And when they come, the gift of prophecy is something that I should dwell on very seriously. Because it's a gift that Satan can smuggle it.
That's right.
Smuggle into it. That is why you need the next gift. What's the next gift?
Discerning of spirits.
That is why the next gift is important. Discerning of spirits. So that when we are thus said the Lord, there will be somebody that will know whether this is God or not. It is to know another gift to enable you to know whether the spirit in operation is of God or not, including those who collect microphone to give messages. And it's a gift every pastor must have. Even if you don't have it, your church, they will come and mess up your church. Like, so that they'll be recognized. When they want to strike, the devil can use that gift very easily. When they mean to scatter a church, that is how they do it to a pastor that is not grounded, does not have the spirit of discernment. This is how they start. When they come, thus said the Lord to my servant, I have raised you. You are the only one. The whole world will hear every day. Thus said the Lord, my people, I have given you my servant. He is the star messenger for this age. My people, he is the one that will take you in the rapture. That is the kind of prophecy you hear in temple church in Wari. Anytime I watch them on television, I'll be pitying that man. Because he believed them and then he has puffed off. I'm very, very sorry I called the name of the church. I'm very, very sorry. It's because they prophesied to him that he's the one that will lead the people in the rapture. By thus said the Lord. So when they start that, then a blind pastor will now get close to them. These are the prophets. These are the prophets. They call them gifted vessels. Gifted vessels. And if you're not careful, the next thing is the person will start prophesying against some members. And the blind pastor will drive them away from the church. Anybody that, and it is always women. Do you see any man in that church prophesying? They are all women. Women. And they don't know that the devil is set in an agenda in that church. Immediately you say, thus said the Lord, I'm going to enter spirit. I have the ability to do it. They follow you. When you want to go off, I go signal the person with the whole microphone, say, come on, microphone. Come on, microphone. You don't do. And you know why? There is a way they operate this gift. As long as they feel that fire on them, they think that they should continue to talk.
That's right.
So they are not able to know when the spirit has finished talking now, that you they talk on your own. They are the ones that when they say, oh, sir, the fire is still on them, then you see them, they wait for which I could talk now. My people, they think what you go talk. They will remember, say, one prophet don't offend them. Don't say the Lord to the prophets. You have left the way. You have left the way. Then the pastor said, the Lord is talking. The Lord is talking. No, the Lord, they talk. And then they talk. But can the Lord talk? He can talk. When this ministry started, that was when the gift was on. If you commit anything and you enter Bride Assembly Church, somebody from one corner will fall under anointing. Thus said the Lord, expose you like this. You can't even come and give offering. The angel would chase you away. As ordinary as a woman insulting the husband, they come into church, they will not collect her offering. Until when we don't see some people in church, Prophet Boboye, you were here at that period. Until when we don't see, Prophet Boboye is even older than me in this church. He's a very old member in this church. Until when we don't see some people coming to church, we call them. Why you not come to, from the way they talk, we say, they don't commit. They fear to come to church because he will be exposed. That gift does it. And so, that, you know, they need to be properly taught. And when this gift started in those days, was it weekly, Boboye? How long? I used to gather them and teach them.
Every Wednesday, we used to gather.
Every Wednesday was a day for the gifted to bring them up. Yes. We will look at the activities of the last week. Those who didn't operate it well, bring you up. You did it like this. You did it like this. It's wrong. You don't operate like this. We brought them up like that. And so, that gift of prophecy. Now, pastors supposed to hear this. Ministers in the group, Satan can also use it, or they use it wrongly. When the fire is on, a possessed brother or sister want to quench the fire. Maybe every the whole place on fire. They hear, hey, don't say the Lord, don't say the Lord. So that when I go stop the prayer, then the leader will say, God is talking, God is talking. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Then you will hear them. No message. Oh. Don't say the Lord. I, the Lord. Till the fire quench all. You end up, I am with you. I will be with you. Do I need prophecy to tell me I am here? Didn't the Bible say where two or three are gathered in my name? So which one be? Don't say the Lord, I have come. I am here. Now make we stop prayer. They hear that canting. Then a blind pastor will say, Kai, God came down today. Meanwhile, that fire. You see in this ministry, the person will be under anointing for so long.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Lou will signal me somebody is prophesying. Then I'll say, when we finish, what will they do? He go do it home. Fire is down. Somebody will start. The fire will come. The still remain on that person. If it's God talking, you will hold them till we finish. Because God is not an author of confusion. Praise the Lord. And watch the messages that the person always gives. If not the same thing they talk every time, no be God. Every day cannot be, I'm here with you. And any prophecy that give prophecy to confirm someone that have been preached, I have spoken to you. Take heed, my people. Listen to what my servant has preached. We don't need it. Don't preach, finish. Now you go come tell them, may they listen. You not tell them, may they listen before. If you don't have anything to say, shut up. That's how they were disturbing me in this church before. Don't say the Lord, my servant. Every service, my servant. Preach. Speak the word. Preach. Now you make me prepare the sermon before I come preach. You don't have what to say, shut up. I had to come to the pulpit. I said, if you don't have a message, shut up. Am I the only servant of God in this church? Every day, my servant, my servant, my servant, my servant. That's why they keep quiet too. Don't they talk again? You don't have a message, shut up. But if the fire is on you, give it. And it's not every fire that is taught, said the Lord. Some fire is just for you to speak in tongue and worship God on your own. Not, it's not a message. What's the next one?
To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
Diverse kinds of tongues. Hey, every tongue has the same tongue. All the language, the tongue where they speak today. Now, hiri mama koko. Anytime, hiri mama koko, hiri mama koko. Now you know where they speak from. Which language be hiri mama koko? Only hiri mama koko. Every time that the same thing. Hiri mama mama koko. Hiri mama mama. Hiri mama mama mama. Then you give interpretation. Hiri mama mama. Hiri mama mama. Which language is that? Hey, I said I will teach you something. I should go ahead. What's the last one?
Interpretation of tongues.
Interpretation of tongues. And that gift can be in a ministry like this. And because the people are not properly taught, they will not know. You will see somebody speaking in tongue, and you are hearing the interpretation of what the person is saying. And instead of you to, when he stopped talking, for you to now rise and say, thus said the Lord, and give the interpretation. Say it in the language we shall now understand. Thus said the Lord, I, the Lord, have come down to hear your cry. Don't you that wanted to commit suicide, like that one that Sister Marachi gave, that want to commit suicide. Oh, you that love to eat indomie, so that you will know you are the one that the Lord is talking to. Oh Lord, that need to end me. Thus said the Lord to my daughter, you committed abortion yesterday. The person know. The person know. Yeah. God saw it. He would say it. Oh my son, you slept with four prostitutes yesterday. And you are coming before my, repent or gonorrhea will catch you. It is thus said the Lord. But the person was speaking in tongue. And then you are hearing the interpretation. If you don't give it, the Holy Ghost will hold you responsible. And I expect after this teaching for us to have this gift in operation. It was operating in this ministry before it stopped. That is the last one. These are the gifts. The gift of the word of knowledge. I will expand it because I need time to make us understand that gift. Very well, the importance of that gift. So next Sunday when we come, we will look at how to operate these gifts. Can we stand up, church? Can we stand up? Don't worry, you ask your question. Next Sunday, I will look at the gift of the word of knowledge and how to operate these gifts that I've explained. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I know after this teaching, everybody's gift will be established. You will also know why God gave you that gift. We'll emphasize why God gave you the gift. And why God will demand you to explain what you did with the gift. I'm operating my gift now. You must operate your own too. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you one of the things that can hinder the gift from operating. Very little thing like this can hinder some gifts. Eh? Like, you know, oh, see me after service in my office. You. Yeah? I'll tell you your own. Very little thing like this. Very, very little. Fire just come out. It's something that nobody say kill person. No. Not that you defy yourself or anything. No. One very little thing like this. If you have, the angel just withdraw. Especially if he has ordained to use you. Be very careful. Be very well. See me after service. You don't see where my angel is a chain person before. Okay, if you want to try, try to say you they go home. You know, come my office. See whether you could feel cross that gate. Did you anoint that gate that day? Olu? Olu, no come out. Did you anoint the gate? Because the last day of the Lord told me that he should go and anoint the gate. Cross that gate, make us. Must see me. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is going to reveal your gift to you. If you want to use the gift, can I see your hand up? It's compulsory. If you don't use it, you will never have peace after this, my teaching. You will, because in the time of ignorance, God overlook. But now that you have known the truth, you can't play with it anymore. He go disgrace you for inside boss like this. They go tell you they mad. Now when you know the truth, you go lie down like this. You want to sleep like this. Go be like say you fall inside a hole. Go wake up, you don't feel sleep. Give you message. Go and give somebody. If they do one kind, I will prove to you in the Bible what he go do you. Hey! Can you run away from God? Go and ask Jonah whether you can run away from him. Eh? Every one of us, and by the time we finish, amen, you will also find out that the more you use your gift, the better it becomes. And I also let you know that you grow in it. All this is part of the things that make this ministry unique. Can we clap for Jesus? Can we clap for Jesus? Hallelujah. Sing this song while Pastor Olu will come to give us the announcement and then we close. Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve you. It's a vow.